Gracias, Juan. Bienvenidos a la reunión pública número 39 de la Corporación para la Asignación de Números y Nombres de Internet, ICANN, en la encantadora ciudad de Cartagena, Colombia. En 1984, esta ciudad fue declarada Patrimonio de la Humanidad por la Organización de las Naciones Unidas para la Educación, la Ciencia.
Cultural organization, UNESCO. And it's easy to see why. In the streets, in markets, you can feel the passion people have for life that Gabriel Garcia Marquez described so greatly. His glorious past, its glorious past is reflected in each of your buildings, in your architecture, the colors and sounds of this city, in the noise of horses' hoofs pulling carriages, and in the warm and caring welcome that seems to have people greeting you at every step. This warm welcome has evidently helped our work together with our host, to whom I extend my most sincere thankfulness for their dedication focused on the success of this meeting. We are deeply honored, indeed honored, because of the remote participation, because of President Santos's remote participation today, and we are indeed thankful, grateful for his government's assistance in the preparation of this world meeting. Minister Diego Ernesto Molano and Vice Minister Maria Carolina Oyesterbay, thank you for your support and dedication to help us make this meeting a success. President Santos, Minister Molano, our hearts and sympathy are with the people of Colombia and with the 2 million people that lost their homes because of the rainfalls and floods. Our sympathies are with you. We also want to thank Juan Diego Calle, President of .co Internet, and Eduardo Santoyo, Vice President of Corporate Affairs of .co Internet and ICANN's Liaison Coordinator, for their work in planning this meeting. With their powerful enthusiasm and dedication, has largely contributed to make this possible, to bring us all here today. I would also like to mention and recognize the leadership of those that have done so much to increase internet access for Latin American users. Persons such as the current and former ICANN board member Gonzalo Navarro, Raimundo Beca from Chile, Demi Getko, Wanda Scarcesini, and Hartmut Glaser from Brazil, Alejandro Prisanti from Mexico, Raul Echeverria, CEO of the Regional Registrar for Latin America, LACNIC, who is also chair of the Internet Society, ISOC, and Oscar Robles, chair of the CCTLD's Organization for Latin America and the Caribbean, LACTLD. Thank you for your endeavors. Thanks for your, because of your effort, internet has continued expansion successfully in Latin America. Thank you.
Is an international community with a consensus-driven approach and a solid commitment to a set of ideals. Whatever our differences or issues on policies, we are united behind one common goal, a secure, stable, and unified global internet. It must keep running. In support of that goal, we believe in inclusiveness, because everyone using the internet has a right to be heard in her governance. Interested in the internet? You are welcome here, new fellows included. There is no other requirement. Inclusiveness brings diversity to our community and fortifies the domain name system and addressing systems, which are the very cornerstones of the internet. It's that important. Expansion of our community should be a strategic priority for all of us. ICANN is only as global as its stakeholders. From Brazil, China, and the Arab countries, to the smallest island nations, from those who speak for millions to those who feel they are not heard, you are all important to ICANN, and we encourage you to join us. The success of our multi-stakeholder model depends entirely on the passion, dedication, and intellectual contributions of this community. So many of you give so much. But the importance to the world of our work demands even more. More smart minds, more technical experts, more government and international involvement in our bottom-up policymaking, more participation in policy development working groups, more people engaged who are directly affected by the policies our community helps to shape. A new board member, Sebastian Bachelet, selected by the at-large community, will be seated at the end of this meeting on Friday, bringing an additional Sebastian will bring an additional and welcome global perspective to the board of directors after years of efforts by many of you to make this possible. All these contributions will add to the richness of the debate and inject new ideas and creative thought. We already see the benefit of this to internet users. For example, diverse interests have come together to address domain name registration abuse and to manage the depletion of IPv4 addresses, to name just two policy improvement efforts being tackled by the ICANN community. We also see the global ecosystem of internet and multilateral organizations making progress together. I warmly congratulate my colleague, Hamadoun Touré, on his re-election as the Secretary General of the International Telecommunications Union, and on his leadership, successful leadership, of the ITU plenipotentiary that recently concluded in Guadalajara, Mexico. His commitment to building stronger bridges between our communities is particularly welcome. The ITU is on the Governmental Advisory Committee of ICANN and the Nominating Committee, and serves as a technical liaison to the Board of Directors. They have a long history of constructive engagement with ICANN. Just this week, a new ITU liaison, Reinhard Scholl, will join the board. The agreement of the ITU to recognize ICANN and other multi-stakeholder partners is an important and valuable step forward. Hamadoun, we appreciate your efforts to build constructive relationships and look forward to further cooperation and collaboration with the ITU. We have always sought to build our relationships based on mutual respect and integrity, taking into account the unique and distinct mandates entrusted to our organizations. The strengthening of communications between us is a personal priority for me. Thank you again, Hamadoun. I would also like to acknowledge our partners, the Internet Society, ISOC, and the regional Internet registries that participated in the plenipotentiary. They not only carried the multi-stakeholder spirit and flame, they supported the governmental delegations with vital information necessary to ensure the conference's success. We sincerely thank you all. Today, we stand at an important crossroads. The online world is in perpetual and rapid transition. The technology is moving fast, slipping into aspects of life that long were immune to its encroachment. and merely keeping up has become a considerable challenge. With the potential for many more parts of our lives moving online, ensuring the stability and resilience of the domain name system and sufficient expansion of internet capacity have become defining requirements of modern life. We must ensure a stable, resilient, and unified platform for global society to build upon and to generate opportunities to build bridges across borders and cultures. The internet is global, and ICANN is too. And our thinking, our vision, our practices, and our decisions. We are accountable to the world, not to any one country. And everything we do must reflect that. We exist for the benefit of billions of individuals around the world who depend on the internet in their daily lives. ICANN's international relations continue to improve. We are actively engaged around the world in dialogue with governments, businesses, and civil society. Membership in the Governmental Advisory Committee is growing, a sign that governments are increasingly interested in what we do and want to be a part of it. There are many recent examples of this constructive international engagement. The WHOIS review team includes members from Austria, Brazil, Canada, Pakistan, Russia, Germany, the United Kingdom, and the United States. We are particularly pleased that law enforcement is now engaged in this effort as well. We are participating at national and regional conferences all over the world, the Central and East European CCTLD conference in Russia, the APTLD meeting in Jordan, the network operator group meetings in Turkey and Palau, and ministerial meetings from Azerbaijan to Tunis, to name just a few. A key expression of ICANN's commitment to global internet is the internationalized domain names. Their introduction required a tremendous effort by many parts of the ICANN community. That strong collaboration produced one of the biggest changes in the internet in its history. The fast-track process was launched just over a year ago in Seoul, and ICANN has received 35 requests for consideration of IDN country code top-level domains. 22 countries and territories with a total of 32 strings have already successfully completed evaluation processing and are either at or near the last step, delegation. Today, 12 countries and territories, 15 strings, are now in the root zone. We continue to be impressed by the uptake of IDNs. An astonishing surge of interest was reported among the Russian Cyrillic registrants when the new Cyrillic IDN was first made available, as Peter mentioned this morning. Just before the program launched, Andrei Koleshnikov, who's here with us today, the CEO of the Coordination Center for the .ru CCTLD and the Cyrillic CCTLD.RF, said that they expected about 100,000 domain names to be registered by the end of this year. Within 3 hours, they had the first 100,000 registrations. Within 6 hours, 200,000. Over 500,000 within just the first week. And now this week, well over 600,000 registered. 97% are domestic registrations, giving us the indication of the demand for the opening of appropriate TLDs to groups and audiences around the world. That enthusiasm reflects the need and desire to communicate online entirely in one's primary language. It goes beyond usefulness and touches a country's and a people's sense of national and cultural identity. Our discussions here in Cartagena will include issues of delegating additional IDNs in the root and ways to help developing nations enhance their capabilities to create a multilingual internet. And ICANN is continuing to improve the very successful implementation of IDN TLDs. For example, we're considering whether, if so, and how to broaden the eligibility beyond those on the ISO 3166 list. And to ensure IDNs provide a good user experience, we look at practical implementation, focusing on the Internet Engineering Task Force recent revision of the IDNA protocol. Unity and connectivity are among ICANN's core values, as enshrined in our bylaws, because the ability to connect anyone, anywhere depends on keeping the root whole. ICANN now coordinates DNS operations with 240 countries and territories around the world in a seamless, interconnected internet route. And each and every one of those countries and territories has contributed in some fashion to the expansion of the internet. Today, about 3% of the IPv4 address space is left in the free pool. That means there are 7/8 IPv4 address blocks remaining. The ICANN-approved global policy provides that only when 5 blocks remain in the pool, each regional internet registry will simultaneously receive 1. And at that point, the IPv4 address pool administered by the ICANN-IANA group will be exhausted. Of the 4.3 billion unique IPv4 addresses, only about 100 million are available or unassigned. Fortunately, in 2006, the ICANN board ratified a global policy drafted by IANA, the Number Resource Organization, and the regional internet registries for the allocation of IPv6 addresses. So IPv6 is waiting in the wings to provide incredible amounts of unique IP addresses. Each regional internet registry received an initial IPv6 allocation per the global policy, and their general policy is to assign a /48 to the insights. Let's put this in perspective. A single /48 is 1.2 septillion addresses, also known as a quadrillion in many other languages. A septillion has 24 zeros, or a trillion. That's the in-use allocation. With the depletion of IPv4 address space, IPv6 offers a path well into the future. We would like to acknowledge the government of Colombia, which a few days ago announced its national plan for the formal adoption of IPv6 as a part of the Vive Digital initiative that Minister Molano has introduced. This support from the government lays the very foundation for continued internet penetration in Colombia and is a welcome move. We applaud Colombia for its foresight and for its leadership. Security, stability, and reliability are among ICANN's core values because the internet must keep running. Too much is at stake for it to fail. And there are threats. The security of the internet's unique identifier system remains a primary mission, and in partnership with the community, we will continue to do our best to help coordinate community-supported security efforts. DNSSEC, or DNS security extensions, is a main component of the security effort and the biggest structural improvement in the internet in over 20 years. When fully deployed, it will make substitution, redirection, or man-in-the-middle attacks more difficult by cryptographically protecting DNS data with digital signatures and keys. This ensures that information has not been modified in transits from its authoritative source to the user. Since we met in Brussels in late June, the route was signed on July 15, 2010, with the involvement of the global internet technical community. 21 distinguished community members from 19 different countries participated in managing the root key, making it a truly global responsibility. Thanks to community efforts, DNSSEC is being deployed aggressively around the world. 50 TLDs have already been signed and are in the route, and at least 15 more are in the works. A number of new registry operators are implementing DNSSEC in the top-level domain zones. .NET will be ready for DNSSEC validation later this week, a major milestone. And .com is on track for validation by March of 2011 when we meet in San Francisco for the 40th ICANN public meeting. The signed zones here in Latin America and the Caribbean include Belize's .bz, Brazil's .br, Honduras's .hr, Puerto Rico's .pr, and St. Lucia's .lc. We appreciate their leadership in implementing DNSSEC. If you're a registry operator in the region, we hope you will reach out to those countries and leaders for their help and advice on how you can best implement DNSSEC. In recognition of the importance of the DNSSEC effort, there will be a special DNSSEC beginner session here in Cartagena, in addition to the regular DNSSEC session. This is a joint effort between the SSAC and the CCNSO's Tech Day, and thus represents a new community effort. I encourage you to attend. In all its work, ICANN has one singular goal, protecting the public interest of the global Internet. So let's ask the obvious question. What is the public interest in the security of the global Internet? What do governments and law enforcement expect of our community? How about the financial services institutions that experience cyber attacks that leverage the domain name system? What do they expect? Or small registries experiencing a cyber attack? What happens if a small registrar is attacked or threatened? Who will come to their assistance and through what mechanism? It's understandable there would be debate on such a complex topic as DNS security, and it is challenging to develop synthesized policies on matters where many opposing views are held, sometimes vehemently. In a multi-stakeholder environment, different parties have different views on important issues and differing stakes in their outcome. That's what makes our community such a rich policy development environment. We are committed to our bottom-up policy development process. We always have been. The staff under my leadership is willing to go as far on security as the community is willing. And whatever security effort this community decides, we will do our utmost to implement and support given adequate resources. Because when it comes to security, how can we ever say we've done enough? We're listening to you. Let's work together and act on our number one core value as enshrined in our bylaws. And I quote, preserving and enhancing the operational stability, reliability, security, and global interoperability of the Internet. And now you need to tell us where you would like us to go and what you would like to do. Of course, I'm sure we can agree that when it comes to security, the question is not what do we want to do or what is popular or what is easy. It's what do we owe to the world, because all of us care about the global public interest. Good security measures cannot be developed in an information vacuum. We need to have more data. Data on trends of DDoS and other attacks and gaps in the current security responses to those threats. We need to document known risks to the DNS as well as potential and hypothetical risks that we've not yet encountered. Many in the community are willing to discuss risks, threats, and security incidents in private. We believe that our community's longstanding commitment to transparency requires responsible disclosure of information, which is essential for a full understanding of the situation and to establish a baseline of previous attacks and their impacts on DNS operations. Governments, too, have a role. We have asked the GAC members to provide information about security activities in their countries. We very much appreciate the information some have shared, but there have been few responses. As governments urge us to remain committed to security efforts, we in turn request their assistance. Please help us by responding and working with the ICANN community on this vital issue. We also need objective risk models of the overall DNS system. Without them, how can we quantify and understand the risks? It may not be easy, but working together, we can make progress if we are willing to dedicate the time and resources as a community. We also continue to address security concerns across a wide range of issues. Led by the community, we're supporting work on the high-security TLDs, centralized zone file access to reduce potential malicious conduct, and other programs. That was a separate. The malicious efforts are separate from the centralized zone file access. Under the affirmation of commitments, we're supporting the efforts of the Security, Stability, and Resiliency Review Team, which will conduct its first face-to-face meetings in Cartagena. Dr. Paul Maca-Patris, one of, if not the original architects of the DNS, is a member of that new review team and is a part of the outreach efforts to expand participation in the community. We are honored to have him involved. We've published an FY11 Security, Stability, and Resilience Plan. It's available in 6 languages, and we've conducted a series of briefings with the community to ensure we have your input as we proceed. We're also continuing to support DNS capacity building efforts with successful training sessions held recently in Guatemala, Jordan, and Mali. Innovation, as well presented by Juan Diego earlier and demonstrated by the actions of Punto.co. Innovation is a key value for ICANN because the internet is changing rapidly and the domain name system must evolve with it. Opening up the namespace to new generic top-level domains is intended to promote competition, innovation, and consumer choice in a safe and stable manner with sufficient and appropriate safeguards to mitigate costs and risks. Guided by community input, the board has considered the public interest in its recent discussions on the implementation of trademark protections, the new registry agreement terms, measures to mitigate malicious conduct, and ensure root zone stability, and by resolution of the cross-ownership issue. An extraordinary amount of constructive attention and collaboration by many parties has been devoted to resolving the very difficult issues of this program. The community has been involved through working groups and detailed public comments. We have received exceptional input from the Implementation Recommendation Team, or IRT, the Special Trademark Issues Working Team, or STI, the Internationalized Domain Names Working Group, or IDNWG, the Zone File Access Advisory Group, or ZFAAG, the High Security Top-Level Domain Advisory Group, or HSLTDAG, and other working groups. This has been an amazing display of broad community cooperation and expertise and a major contribution to the already extensive library of ICANN acronyms. It demonstrates clearly that our multi-stakeholder model is working. As is often the case with policy decisions in that multi-stakeholder model, not everyone is pleased. And this diversity of opinion contributes to the policy process. For example, last week we received a critical letter from the U.S. Department of Commerce. As with all contributions, ICANN will give these comments very careful consideration as part of the implementation of the GNSO policy. We welcome the transparent way that Commerce provided their comments through the public comment process. ICANN is profoundly committed to the principles and practice of transparency in all of our activities. You can't have real accountability without it. And ICANN is accountable to its constituencies and the world. ICANN staff, board, and community have an impressive record of accountability and transparency, and we're building on this foundation every day. The affirmation of commitments requires a review of how well we are maintaining and advancing accountability and transparency by continually assessing and improving elements that support this objective. We thank the Accountability and Transparency Review Team for their draft report, which was posted last month for public comment, and look forward to community and board discussion here in Cartagena. Public input will help ensure ICANN's continually improving accountability and transparency. We've noted many constructive elements in the report that could be implemented and that validate and build upon ICANN's achievements. Again, we encourage the community to comment on the draft. Community input is particularly relevant for the potential implementation and for changes it would imply for several ICANN structures and processes, including the policy development process. Ultimately, the board will decide which recommendations should be incorporated into ICANN's annual plans and budget, taking into account the increase in time, cost, and resources that implementation of various pieces may require. A core part of ensuring the fullest possible transparency in our work is our flagship website, ICANN.org. It is a great expression of our commitment to transparency, admirable in its completeness, but not so admirable in its dense presentation of a lot of challenging material. And the navigation can be quite difficult. As a result, And as further evidence of our commitment to full transparency and public participation, the website is undergoing renovation and upgrade. The goals are ease of use and to make the site more engaging in order to welcome more people into the community. We'll keep you updated on this important project. Por último, quisiera...
Finally, I would like to welcome you here, and I would like to thank Minister Diego Ernesto Molano, Vice Minister Maria Carolina Hoyos Turbay, Juan Diego Calle, and Eduardo Santoyo. Thank you. Thank you for your support. Internet's power to change our life is moving. It is redesigning our communications, our infrastructure, and our economy, and our future radically. The work and dedication of ICANN's community is essential to ensure a secure, stable, and unified internet. We welcome new voices and new viewpoints, new ideas for our community, and that will strengthen our collective capacity to accomplish this challenge for the benefit of the world. Thank you very much.
Damas y caballeros, ha concluido con esta sesión. Disfruten de esta semana con ICANN.
This session is...
Enjoy your week with ICANN. Thank you.
Ladies and gentlemen, please remember to take your headsets and place them on the table outside where you receive them. We will do a 15-minute break before starting our next session. Once again, there'll be a 15-minute break before the next session begins.